If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, the greatest tag team wrestler of all time, Bully Ray, and I talk all about Monday Night Raw from last night. Monday Night Raw, just like NXT before it and SmackDown before that, not in front of a live audience. What an eerie feeling watching, especially on a national holiday like 3/16, seeing Monday Night Raw without an audience. But they delivered what I thought was a very good product last night. And then hearing the breaking news just before Monday Night Raw about WrestleMania going to be at the Performance Center as well. We get into all of that, and we get into Stone Cold Steve Austin and his performance last night. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. You know, Bully and I yesterday were talking about how we are going to try to be a distraction to you, the pro wrestling fan. We are going to try to be on SiriusXM here on SiriusXM Fight Nation for as long as we possibly can. And got to be honest with you, you're hearing us right now on Fight Nation. We are not live. We actually taped this show 2 hours before you're listening to us right now. We actually did it at 7 a.m. this morning. And I'm going to be completely honest with you guys, because you are my family, because you are my friends. The Nation means the world to me. I've been talking to you for over a decade, and we are going to try to get this show on the air as long as possible. It's going to be a little bit different. I have to give props to SiriusXM and to Mother Marissa. Listen, they want everyone to be safe, including all of our employees on Fight Nation. Everyone's working from home, so no one is at the studios in New York City. You know, Gabby, our producer, is at home producing us from home over a laptop. So since we can't be live, since we're not in studio, we're going to be taping it each and every morning. Bully and I are going to be on Monday through Thursday. Mark and I are going to be on Friday and Saturday. So you're going to still get 6 mornings here of Busted Open. We're going to be with you. And unfortunately, it's only going to be 1 hour long. That's honestly the best we can do right now. That could expand as we get further down the line. Hopefully by next week, maybe we'll be doing 2 hours as opposed to 1 hour in the morning. But I assure you, for right now, you're going to get us each and every morning for an hour, and you're still going to get our Hall of Fame co-host Bully Ray and Mark Henry. Unfortunately, we don't have the tools and the technology for Tommy to be on with us right now. Hopefully that will change as well. And hopefully in a few weeks, we'll be back live on the air. We'll be in studio. So fingers crossed, I hope everything works out, and I hope everyone is being safe, and I'm glad that we're able to be a distraction. And we had to be on the air today because there is so much to talk about. As I said, Bully Ray is going to be joining us in just a few minutes, but when you look at what happened over the last 24 hours since the last time that we spoke to you, think about this. We find out the news about WrestleMania 36. There will be a WrestleMania 36. It will be live, and they're not changing the date. If you haven't heard, it's not going to be in Tampa. It's not going to be in a stadium. It's going to be at the Performance Center. So history is going to be now made with what we're going to see at WrestleMania 36, the first ever WrestleMania performed in front of zero audience, in front of no crowd. I mean, it's unbelievable. Obviously, we're going to get into a lot of that. A historic Monday Night Raw last night, 3 hours live at the Performance Center. What a way to celebrate 3/16. You got Stone Cold Steve Austin in the final 10 minutes. I know that Bully has been wanting for the longest time for him and Becky to share a beer together. They finally did that to end Monday Night Raw last night. And man, when you look at the landscape of pro wrestling right now, you can really tell the times are changing and what we're going through as a nation, as a world right now with everything that's going on with this coronavirus. And the WWE, give them credit.
they're doing the best they can to keep their fans healthy and safe, keep their employees healthy and safe, and still put on a live product that's a quality product for their fans. And when you look at WrestleMania 36, that's now going to be at the Performance Center, this is uncharted territory, guys. I mean, we have never gone through this before. Who knows how long this is going to be? Is this still going to be a long show? Is this going to be a 3-hour show, 2.5 hours? I would have to think that this is going to be a very, very scaled down WrestleMania from the time that WrestleMania is going to be, from the production that we're going to get from WrestleMania, and obviously all the pomp and circumstance. And I know that a lot of people are upset, and I get it. I know a lot of people are hoping that they were going to postpone it. But really, if you look at the state of the world right now, who knows when we're going to be prepared to put on a show in front of 75,000 people. Could we do it in July? Maybe. Could we do it in August? Maybe September? Possibly. But if you look at it right now, we really don't know if that's possible. We really don't know 2 months, 3 months, 4 months down the road if they're going to be able to put on production in front of a crowd like a WrestleMania crowd. So unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of victims outside of the WWE, the WrestleCons, all the meet and greets, all the independent shows. Obviously, that's not going to happen now because we're going to get WrestleMania 36 at the Performance Center. And at least we're going to get that, you know, because come the beginning of April, we're probably going to be in the same state that we're in right now. We're going to be working from home. We're going to be home. And for all those people that are, you know, working the grocery stores and doing everything that they can to make supplies for everyone that's going through this, kudos to everybody that's listening right now. But we're, at least we have this distraction. At least we have something to look forward to. And today, you know, I always have my Mania shirt challenge, and the Mania shirt challenge is going to continue because we now know that we're going to get a WrestleMania. I'm wearing my WrestleMania 36 shirt right now. So, I mean, let's at least enjoy it. Obviously, I know there's a lot of fans that are disappointed that bought tickets and was looking forward to having a party and celebrating wrestling like we always do come WrestleMania weekend, but that's just not going to happen. So, you know, everyone's just going to have to enjoy it from the comfort of their own home, and they're going to have to deal with something that they've never dealt before. You know, Drew McIntyre, is he going to have that WrestleMania moment? Yes, but it's not going to be in front of a crowd of 75, 80,000 people. It's going to be in front of empty seats at the Performance Center. So I think the best thing that we can do now is just take it for what it is and enjoy it and hope for the best. And hopefully we're going to be safe and sound on the other side.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Bully, it was so surreal watching Monday Night Raw last night and now knowing that WrestleMania 36 is going to be the same like what we've seen with SmackDown and Monday Night Raw.
Raw was interesting last night. We got the news yesterday about WrestleMania still taking place. It's going to take place in the Performance Center. You know, King said it at the top of the show, and I think we've learned this from Vince McMahon as the years have gone by. The show must go on, and WrestleMania will go on, and there's going to be plenty of people at home who are going to be able to watch WrestleMania either on the network or on pay-per-view. It's going to be odd. It's going to be weird. It's going to be eerie. I mean, watching last night, you know, watching Austin come to the ring in an empty arena, watching Taker come to the ring in an empty arena. You know, these guys, both over 50 years old, even when they started off in the business, they probably wrestled in front of, you know, 50 people when they were having their first or second or third match. They had some kind of an audience out there. So to be so advanced in their careers, veterans of the business, guys that have been there and done it all, to come out there last night in front of no one, to have something brand new happen to, you know, both of these guys, it's almost like you could see it in their eyes, see the look on their face of, man, this is uncharted territory. This is weird. This is different. They did their best to plow through. I give everybody an A for effort last night. I thought Edge had the best night out of all of them with a spectacular promo, looking dead into the camera as if he was speaking to Randy. That promo had meaning. It had depth. It felt like something. And I'm glad that he did speak into the camera, because everybody at home felt that emotion from Edge.
And how about AJ Styles as well? Like, I thought that was a great promo from AJ Styles. Like you said, so difficult to do. I mean, I know you as a performer, Bull, you feed on that crowd, and to do it when you see empty seats, it's almost disheartening when you see empty seats. But I got to admit, watching Monday Night Raw last night, and they had the Rumble match, and we'll get into that in a second. But when I was watching that show, I kind of fell into like I was watching a Monday Night Raw. After a while, it didn't really bother me that they were doing it in a venue that had no crowd.
Listen, it's not going to bother me, nor will I be negative towards the WWE in trying to do the absolute best that they can. You talked about AJ Styles doing a good job. Well, AJ's stuff was mostly, you know, in the back. It was, you know, as if it was a backstage pre-tape or a backstage live shot. So, you know, Kevin Owens in the back, AJ in the back, anybody else that they shot in the back, that's pretty much business as usual. I mean, for AJ, there could have been 20,000 people out there. He would have never have known the difference. The guys that really had it, and obviously, and Becky also, the guys and the gals, you know, Becky had a difficult task in front of her. Andrade and Rey, Taker, Edge, you know, Steve. Anybody that had to be out there in front of, you know, basically nothing to play off of, nothing to react to, nothing to listen to let you know if anything is resonating. I guess in a way it's a good thing, because you don't have a crowd interrupting your promo like Edge. I don't think if there were 20,000 people there that anybody would have been interrupting Edge, but you never know when you're going to get a what chant or, you know, any other type of chance. So they were able to go out there and get everything done without the interruption from the crowd. But the lack of the crowd there, just, it's an eerie feeling. You know, they tell wrestlers when you go over to Japan, you know, that the Japanese fan base is different. They're very respectful. They sit there quietly. But as quiet as they are, they still respond to things. They'll applaud or they'll pop at the appropriate times. There's still some kind of a reaction. Last night, no reaction. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, man, how would I react if I was in that situation?
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's uncharted territory. And this is something completely different, especially in the world and the WWE. And then we get word last night, just before Monday Night Raw, Bully, that WrestleMania 36 is going to be at the Performance Center as well. So it's one thing to have SmackDown. It's one thing to have NXT. It's one thing to have Monday Night Raw. But now WrestleMania 36 is going to be in that same environment and that same setting.
Hey, Dave, they got to do what they got to do. I don't think postponing WrestleMania is going to work for them. Who knows when it's going to get postponed to? I mean, this whole situation with coronavirus is so fluid, changing day to day. We don't know if we're on a 2-week, a 4-week, a 6-week. Who knows how long we're going to have to practice this social distancing before things go back to normal. If you start postponing WrestleMania too deep into the year, you run into colliding with your own business of SummerSlam. You run into, obviously, the start of Major League Baseball, NFL preseason. Are stadiums going to be available? This is going to be unique. It's going to be different. And in 50 years from now, when we're looking back on it, we're going to say, remember the WrestleMania of 2020 at the Performance Center in front of no people. It's going to be unique in some way, shape, or form. You talked about performing in front of, you know, no crowds, no fans. Last week on SmackDown, tonight on Raw, last night on Raw, a couple of weeks on in WrestleMania. This might be the way business is going to be done in the WWE and all of wrestling that's televised in the foreseeable future. And Dave, I got to tell you, I think it's actually going to help professional wrestling and the WWE in an interesting way that I am not quite sure people are seeing.
I'm interested to hear what this is. Is it because that there's the opportunity now for more eyes to be on WrestleMania than ever before? Because, as you know, there's no other sporting events taking place. Everyone's kind of self-contained. They're in their homes. Nobody's venturing outside. So, you know, maybe, hey, people who haven't watched wrestling the last 10 or 15 years, and obviously any wrestling fan, they're going to tune into WrestleMania 36 because there's really no other choices or options if you're a sports fan.
In the short term, that's definitely one way I think it'll benefit. People are going to be home. People are going to be, you know, basically hunkering down in quarantine to their houses. They're going to be looking for some sort of entertainment. So, yes, we might get new viewers to the WWE Network. We might get new viewers on pay-per-view. We might get new viewers on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights for their products. But I think the interesting aspect of having no fans at the arenas is that when the day comes when fans are allowed to go back to watch the WWE live, I think the floodgates are going to be open. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. WWE has never taken a break, has never taken a hiatus, has never gone on vacation, has never been, you know, off of TV, out of the arenas. It's really like the circus. It's a perpetual state of touring that never, never ends. And despite the great business the WWE does, after sometimes, you know, you've seen it live a couple of times. You see it on TV every week, you know, that sense of, you know, it could get stale. It could get boring. It could get ho-hum at times. The WWE has never been taken away from the people when it comes to live events. You know, Dave, there are times in wrestlers' career where sometimes the best thing that can happen to them is they fall to injury, because in that time that they're away, fans yearn to see them more. And then when they come back, they're fresh as a daisy and they get massive pops because, like, yay, this guy's been gone for 3 months, 6 months, a year. We're so happy to have him back. I think that once that happens with the WWE, live fans are going to be even more vocal. They're going to be so much more happier that the WWE is back in town and those live events are back. I think you're going to actually see more enthusiastic crowds once fans are allowed back into the arenas.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I mean, I think that's going to be with everything, Bully. But I think that's why it was a good idea by the WWE to show the Royal Rumble match. Because like we've talked about before when it came to Elimination Chamber, you know, when you look at the difference between how many people tune into Monday Night Raw and how many people watch the pay-per-views, there's a big difference. And now you're having no sporting events. So probably a lot of people watch Monday Night Raw that haven't watched in a long time. Why? There's nothing else going on. And you had Stone Cold Steve Austin. So I think a lot of people tuned into that last night that normally would not tune in. And I think it goes back to what you were saying. When things get back to normal, they're going to say, you know what? I fell back in love with the WWE. I fell back in love with pro wrestling. I'm a fan again. And I love the fact that they took that chance and they took advantage of that opportunity last night.
I saw a lot of people last night being negative on social media about the Royal Rumble. I mean, they were direct tweeting me and you and Busted Open. They're like, I've seen this already. Why do I have to see this again? There's so much more talent in the back that deserves the TV time. Listen, man, this is a wartime scenario for the WWE when it comes to their product. They're about to put WrestleMania in a venue, you know, in a performance center with no fans and hopefully generate interest on the network or on pay-per-view. They have to do whatever they possibly can do to bring fans who might not have been watching as much or fans that never have watched up to speed. And that's what they did with Raw last night with the Royal Rumble. They're trying to bring their stories up to speed as fast as possible for all of the newer viewers or for the viewers that might not have been around in a while. The fair weather fan who maybe tunes in every once in a while to Raw where something interesting is going on. And maybe they were tuning in last night because Steve Austin was going to be on. And if they tuned in last night, they saw this Royal Rumble and, oh, holy crap, that was a really great Royal Rumble. And maybe they're invested again in the product. So that's why they showed the Royal Rumble in its entirety. And I got to tell you, if there's any Royal Rumble that I would want to see a second time around, it's the Royal Rumble that we got this year. And I even put it out on the old Twitter machine. I enjoyed this one the second time around just as much as I enjoyed it the first time. And I'm hoping people can now see, you know, after you watched the Rumble the first time, then you listen to me on you on this show, you know, speaking about how good that Rumble was, especially the performance of Brock Lesnar and seeing how over Drew got. Now, when you got to go back and watch it, now it all kind of falls into place. Now, maybe you listen to Busted Open, you're like, oh man, wow. Seeing this Rumble for the second time kind of puts everything that Bully and Dave were talking about into perspective. So I understood what they did last night with the Rumble. They gave us a match and they gave us the stars and the A stories heading into WrestleMania.
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
And when we talk about Monday Night Raw, let's put away the lack of crowd to the side for a second, Bully. The biggest thing that I was thinking of coming off of last night was the segment with The Undertaker, and that was not the same old Undertaker we saw last night, Bully.
Well, what kind of Undertaker do you think we saw last night?
That was either American Badass Undertaker or that was Mark Undertaker. It was one of those two, because that was definitely not the same personality and character. They may have played the music. It may have said The Undertaker at the bottom of my screen, but that was not the same Undertaker that we've seen the last 10 to 12 years.
He came to the ring as a man that was pissed off that AJ Styles used his real name. AJ Styles spoke about his wife. He came out there as a man who had the curtain pulled out, you know, pulled the rug pulled out from underneath him and the curtain pulled back on him. So whether we're going to get full-blown American Badass or not at WrestleMania, which at this point I'm not quite sure if it's a good idea, just because the entrance is a huge part of the American Badass. Maybe we are just going to get straight-up Mark Calloway defending his name, his honor, and his wife's honor. What did you think of this segment, Dave? I will not be negative towards the WWE at all for any of these shows that they're putting on, because they are putting forth their best effort and doing their damnedest to try to entertain everybody all over the world and make us forget about all the dog shit that's going on out there. But we can be a little critical about how they chose to play their stories out. What did you think of Taker coming to the ring, flipping over the table, pacing back and forth, and then the eventual physicality with the OC?
Well, I mean, forget about the physicality with the OC. It's how they went to break when we first saw The Undertaker. He came out, and you've never seen The Undertaker come out that quick before, except when he was on the motorcycle as the American Badass. But he came out there, he looked like a man on a mission, and he just flipped over that table, and then they quickly went to break. So it was very abrupt to me, because it didn't really give me an opportunity to let what just happened sink in. And then they came back, there was the physicality with the OC and the confusion, the lights go out, which was very Undertaker-esque. The lights go out, and then he's behind Gallows and Anderson, and then he does the double clothesline and things got physical, and then we saw AJ Styles, and I loved what we saw with AJ Styles, but them going to break was, I thought, too abrupt, and I don't think you really needed Gallows and Anderson, because if you're going to get personal and you're going to have this, maybe this is not The Undertaker, this is Mark Calloway, then there was really no need to have that back and forth with Gallows and Anderson. And watching him disappear and the lights just go black.
Yeah, the Gallows and Anderson thing came across to me a little cartoonish because AJ basically treated them like lackeys and you knew that they were going out there to get their ass kicked. I would have liked them seeing them go in a different direction where maybe AJ had sent Gallows and Anderson out there, but they didn't come down the ramp. They jump Taker from behind. They're trying to beat him up, but then Taker comes back, beats the crap out of both of them, and then signs the contract and throws it down on them. Now at least Gallows and Anderson don't look like just fodder and just jobbers who go out there and get beaten up. At least they look like heels, crafty heels for trying to jump Undertaker, get a little bit of steam on him, and then, you know, Taker comes back. I did not mind the way they went to break. I like the abruptness of it because it's like, holy crap, what just happened? And when it seems so sudden and so choppy and so just rigid and not what we're used to, it intrigues me even more. I didn't want to change the channel when I saw the way they went to break. What confused me is the way they came back from break. They didn't pick Taker back up in the ring. They started to play the package, and then they went to AJ on the screen. One of the other things that didn't make sense to me, and I'm perplexed as to why Taker chose to continue to pace in the ring. He was pacing back and forth while AJ was on the screen. At this point, if AJ was on the screen, Taker would have known this kid ain't coming down to the ring. I'm just going to sit here and listen to all the crap he has to say. But maybe they were trying to convey to us this sense of Taker is so pissed. He's just so ready to go. He's moving at all times and maybe not having a crowd there. They didn't want just dead air visually on TV of no movement. So I think they did the best that they could. I guess we saw a little bit of Mark Calloway, a little bit of the American Badass, a little bit of the Undertaker. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll see where they go with this one.
You know what? That's a great take, Bully, because they gave you a little bit of all his personality. So it really leaves it open-ended as far as what version of the Undertaker you're going to see at WrestleMania 36. That's why I thought the Gallows-Anderson segment was unnecessary. But then again, if you're trying to play up to all those personality and characters, I guess it was smart for them to do that because you saw a quintessential Undertaker with the lights going out and then him being behind Gallows and Anderson. But you know what? That's why you're going to have to tune into WrestleMania 36 to find out what you're going to get and how personal this story is going to get as we get closer and closer to WrestleMania 36 because, you know, when you look at AJ Styles, and boy, has he grown on the microphone, because I remember back when he was with TNA, that was probably his weak point was the microphone for sure. He's gotten a lot better. And even though it was a pre-taped and it was backstage and it wasn't live in front of a crowd or, you know, even live in the ring, I really liked what we got from AJ Styles last night.
I think after last week, AJ Styles found a little bit of a better groove. When he did that live promo on Taker, you could tell that there was some hesitation within AJ Styles. I wasn't sure about his comfort level. And I went on record to say that despite the fact that I liked the meat of the promo, the content of the promo, the theme of the promo, I wasn't quite sure that AJ Styles was the right guy for the promo. I still don't think AJ Styles, excuse me, is the right guy, but AJ did a much better job last night, and he seemed a lot more comfortable last night, especially when he was calling Taker Mark. He was like, hey, Mark. Like, as if, you know, really getting Undertaker's skin, and he seemed a lot more comfortable with throwing the jabs at Taker this week. So match-wise, it's going to be good. AJ is going to bounce all over the place for Taker. Taker is going to play all of his hits, and I'm sure it'll wind up being one of the best WrestleMania matches in front of absolutely nobody we've ever seen.
I know, and you're right. And you said this before, Bully. You know, hopefully we're going to get to the other. We will get to the other side of this at some point, and hopefully next year's WrestleMania, you know, when we're in front of our Busted Open Nation members, when we're doing our WrestleMania party the night before in the afternoon before WrestleMania, we're going to talk about this and what we learned from this and how thankful we are for being on the other side of this. But we're going to look back at this WrestleMania, probably just the historic nature of it and how the WWE kind of in their own way pushed us through this bad time. So even though this is going to be really tough to watch WrestleMania 36 with no audience, I think we're going to look back fondly on what's going to take place in April.
I remember stories from guys back in the day during the quote-unquote lean times in the WWE. Obviously, Tommy Dreamer wasn't working during these times because they're referred to as the lean times, and Dreamer would never be working any place that is lean. Anyway, the lean times in the WWE is when these guys were going out there and performing in front of a couple of hundred people at best. Vince has been in this situation before. Has he been in a situation with absolutely no fans? No. But Vince has had his back up against the wall, and Vince normally does his best when he's in a fight. This is a new fight. This is a different fight. This is putting on a product that your performer can't react, act, or, you know, play with and have fun with and interact with. So Vince can do everything he possibly can to make that performance center look great, sound great, come across on TV as best as possible. But when the performers go out there, it's going to be a very, very different situation for just about every single one of them. Even last week when I was watching SmackDown, when I saw Sasha and Bayley come to the ring, I could see that Bayley, you know, a couple of times was kind of struggling with the no people there because it's so foreign to not have any reaction, zero to play off of. You know, Dave, when you train wrestlers in wrestling schools, and this is what I do and me and Devon do at the Team 3D Academy, when you're having your matches in a wrestling school and you're performing in front of those four cold walls and maybe just a couple of other students, you tell them you're not in a wrestling school right now. You're not in front of, you know, 10 other students. You're not in front of four cold walls. You're in Madison Square Garden and there's 20,000 people here. And that's how you have to practice. And if you can practice in front of nobody as if there were 20,000 people there, you'll be able to succeed in situations like this. And these situations are are historic because they are the first of their kind. And I really think that when we're on the Monday after WrestleMania, we're going to be talking a lot about how wrestlers responded to not having a reaction during their entrance, how wrestlers responded to not having reactions to their matches, how wrestlers responded to false finishes and whether they worked or not. This is why you can't be too hard on any wrestling company right now, because they're doing their absolute best to go out there and entertain you. And they don't have the number one thing that they can rely on that's such a huge part of the show, the audience. Now you see how important a wrestling audience is for that feedback. You know how we're always talking about AEW on Wednesday night and how that audience gives a tremendous amount of feedback, Dave?
Yep.
I mean, there's nothing for anybody right now. It's going to be a bit of a struggle. It's going to be odd watching it at home. And that's why, in my eyes, everybody gets a pass, even if things seem a little odd. Like even the Austin segment last night, which I'm sure we're going to talk about, seemed a little odd without people there and what they decided to do with Steve last night. So that's my take on that.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Again, thank you, everyone, for your patience. Obviously, this is crazy times, and Bully and I are actually, we're about 5 minutes before we normally air at 9 a.m. Eastern time as we're taping this. We're trying to tape as much as possible to give you new content each and every day, and we're going to give you at least an hour of brand new content on SiriusXM 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, and hopefully as long as it takes, we'll try to expand it. We'll try to make it more. We'll see where it goes. I know that you, Bully, have been very active on social media, and I'm sure at some point maybe we'll do a Facebook Live or maybe we can do a Twitter Live, but you can always follow us at Busted Open Radio, at Bully Ray 5150, and at David LaGreca 1. We're always going to be in touch with the Busted Open Nation and give you unique perspectives. And during this tough time, since we're obviously not being able to do things the way we normally do it, Bully, we'll find our way to speak to the Busted Open Nation.
I'm telling you, man, we had to jump through hoops to get this done today. And I don't jump very high. So we did our absolute best. Hours and hours and hours last night of testing equipment and trying to connect just to get on today to talk to the nation. It needed to be done. And scrapping the show was not an option. We said we're just going to keep on pushing through until it worked. This is the best we got. So much like WWE and all other wrestling companies out there are doing their absolute best, we're doing our absolute best, and we hope you appreciate it.
And as close as live as possible, because as you and I are talking, it's 8:54 a.m., which, you know, Gabby is unreal. I mean, she's editing all that we're doing and putting it in place just in time to get this show up and running. So Gabby, kudos to Gabby. She's been absolutely phenomenal. If anybody has, without a doubt, gotten the best out of us, it's been Gabby. So thanks so much to Gabby. Mother Marissa was actually at my house for 3 hours last night, Bully, putting this equipment together. I was on phone with Josh of IT for almost an hour with the sports ops here with SiriusXM. So this is definitely a group and team effort. I was on the phone with Steve Cohen, and we've done our best, and hopefully it's enough. Now, obviously we can't take phone calls from the nation, Bully, but you know, starting today, like if people want to go to at David LaGreca 1 or at Bully Ray 5150 and ask us questions on social media, we'll try to answer those questions the next morning here on Busted Open.
Yes, we will absolutely do our best to interact with you via your questions on social media and take some of those better questions and answer them the following day. I think it's time to get into Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Please.
What'd you think?
It was odd. It was odd when he was walking down the entrance ramp, and as he does, he's tilting his head left and right to look at the audience, and there's no audience there. And then I loved when he was doing, you know, give me a hell yeah. And they actually showed the empty seats, which made me laugh out loud when they did that, Bully. And then you had Byron Saxon, joining in. You knew that was going to end up with a Stone Cold Stunner. They made the best of a really, really tough situation. And one thing, whether you loved it or just liked it, or I had a smile on my face from ear to ear during that entire segment last night.
And I think I had that same smile, and my smile was more because, as I said earlier in the show, they're just out there trying to do their best with a situation that even veterans like Steve Austin and The Undertaker have never, ever been in uncharted territory. They're trying to make this work. Dave, would you have done anything different with this segment? Would you have liked to have seen them go in a different direction? If you had the pencil, would you have done the exact same thing or maybe something different?
I would have done it a little bit differently. Like, I would have had, like, Stone Cold acknowledge the crowd, you know, that there was no crowd, you know, maybe say something a little bit about what's going on. That's one thing that the WWE, you know, I guess they want to keep it as light and fun as possible, so they don't want to get a little deep that much, but I think that was, you know, probably a time you could have done that, but that's just a small thing, Bully. When you're just trying to have a fun segment and have a celebration, I thought they did as good of a job. I thought Stone Cold did as good of a job, and I'm glad that we finally got what you've been asking for months. You finally got Stone Cold and Becky in that ring together sharing a beer.
I popped when I saw Becky come to the ring with the cooler, and her and Steve shared a beer, because obviously they listen, and I'm glad they listened this time, because that was a cool moment. I mean, obviously that moment would have been off the charts in front of 20,000 people. I actually think you were on to something with your take on what you would have had Steve do, because I felt the same way, and I would have taken it to the next level. I would like to have seen them all acknowledge the situation that we're dealing with in a quote unquote real life, especially Steve. It would have been very, to me, I would have had Steve go out there and give the mission statement for the WWE. I would have had him, you know, go out there and say, you know, shit, this is the first time I've ever, you know, been in an empty arena. This is uncharted territory for me. But hell, the WWE is going to come on TV every week. We're going to give you our best. These guys and gals are going to try their hardest. You know, yada, yada, yada. I would have liked to have heard Steve be the captain of the team and tell wrestling fans all over the world that don't worry, it's going to be okay. It's going to feel a little different, but we're still going to entertain you every single week. And, you know, join us on Mondays, join us on Wednesdays, join us on Fridays, because we are the WWE Universe. We are a family. We're all in this together, and we're going to make it through, you know, make it through together. And I would like to have seen Steve crack open a cold one and, you know, hold it up and say, you know, this one's for the WWE Universe all over the world. And just as Steve is about to drink, then Byron could have came in and been like, oh, Steve, can I drink with you? As if Byron was ruining the moment where Steve Austin got to cheers the entire world. And then Steve says, oh, hell, Byron, you know, you just kind of screwed up my whole gig over here. But you want to drink a beer with me? There ain't nobody else here, so I might as well drink a beer with you. And he goes to drink the beer with Byron and then kicks him right in the ishkabibble.
I would have liked that. Or he had the balls enough to give Stone Cold some what chance as he was talking, and then, you know, had him come in for a beer and then give him the Stone Cold stunner. I mean, and again, like, those are little things that I definitely would have improved on. Who knows? Maybe when we get to WrestleMania 36, you get a special message from Vince McMahon, because this is so different and so unique of a situation. But it's a small complaint, because like I said earlier, I had a smile from ear to ear when I was watching that segment last night.
And, you know, a lot of times I'll go on social media and I will point fingers at certain people out there. If you are being ultra critical of this product right now, or if you are being negative about this product, if you're tweeting me or Dave or Busted Open and saying this is boring, or I've seen this before, or this is not the way they should be doing it, or, you know, screw the WWE for giving me this, you are a part of the problem. The WWE is doing their absolute best to serve a lot of different masters here. And one of those masters is their diehard fan base. And that's why you got Edge last night. And that's why you got Taker last night. And that's why you got Steve last night. And that's why you got Ray last night. And they're also trying to serve the fan base that might have gone away for a while, or the fan base that's never, ever been there. They're going into the biggest show of the year. They're going into a show that's as big as, if not bigger than, the Super Bowl, trying to accommodate everybody and put a smile on your face at the same time. So let's take our foot off of that negative gas pedal, people. Let's just try to be entertained and be happy that at least we got pro wrestling on TV. We have, you know, we have the WWE. I'm sure, you know, Wednesday night we're going to have AEW and NXT. Impact is going to do their damnedest. I'm sure Ring of Honor will try. I'm sure, obviously, the NWA. Everybody's going to try their hardest to put on the best product possible. So let's lighten up a bit.
Yeah, and listen, especially with us, I'm sure we're going to get some tweets, Bully, about why were you guys not live and why are you only doing an hour instead of 3 hours? Obviously, because of the circumstances of what's going on with the world, and that Bully and I right now can't leave our homes and can't get to New York because, hey, listen, SiriusXM is doing the right thing. They have a skeleton crew right now working. It's just for emergency situations. And obviously, we want to entertain you. We want to put on a fantastic show, but we're limited to what we can do. We're doing our best to give you at least something to keep our momentum going. Believe me, the last thing Bully and I want to happen is for us to kind of lose the momentum. You know, we're the number one sports talk show on Sirius XM. We don't take that for granted. We know that you're a big part of it. So we want to be able to go out there and at least give you some new content each and every day. And we're going to do that Monday through Saturday. So you got to give a little leeway when it comes to AEW, when it comes to the WWE. I mean, listen, they have a limited roster. Not everyone can be there because of travel issues, number one. And number two, they're doing it in front of no audience. So you have to be at least a little patient right now. And we just hope, Bully, that we're not having this conversation in July or August or September, though there is the potential that we might be. So fans are going to have to get used to what's going on. They're going to have to be used to giving a little bit of a sacrifice. You know, they're not going to get what they're accustomed to over the next maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 months from now.
Yeah, I don't think the situation that we're dealing with is going to be going away overnight. I think in the near to mid future, eventually things will start to give way and lighten up. But this might be how we have to consume pro wrestling and sports entertainment for the next couple of months, you know, and so be it. Would you rather not have it at all? And I'm sure there are some people out there be like, yeah, sure, just take it away. Well, that's not an option, especially not for a TV company like the WWE. There's a reason why when you see those performers in front of 20,000 people every single night that they're not performing to those 20,000 people. They're performing to that camera with that red light on it. It's because the people at home are actually more important than the people in the arena. And right there, that should tell you everything as to why this product continues on TV in an empty arena. Because they don't need the thousands in attendance. They need the millions and millions of people watching at home. And technically, there'll probably be more people watching now because there's not a lot of things on TV. And if you're looking for sports, there are no sports. And pro wrestling right now is, they're the ones that are sticking and staying. Everybody else is gone, man. But pro wrestling is trucking along and trying to entertain the fans. And to that, I give every company and every wrestler in the business the tip of my cap, respect for doing your absolute best.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open. Oh.